Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my gosh, we are back. Yeah, we're better than ever, I think. All right, this is my name is Mal, with me as always.
Promi.
And this is, of course, the Indie Circuit, the show dedicated to bringing all kinds of indie music and talking about dumbness, because that's what we do. Maybe not dumbness, but mostly dumbness.
Okay, let's jump right into it. So I have a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
You have a device behind you.
My theremin.
Yes. Yes. Have you actually tried it yet?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Not enough that I can.
I'm not asking for a command performance.
No. Yes, of course I did.
But you have powered it on. You've verified that it works, and that sounds come out of it when you wiggle your fingers.
Yep. So, and I've watched some videos on how to do it, and I'm like, all right.
So this, now you just got to get that cape made.
Yes. And
speaking of capes.
Oh no, Cape Cod, Cape Canaveral? No, Cape what?
Lando Calrissian.
Ah, yes, Lando Calrissian. Some might say a hero. No, nobody ever said that, ever. What about Lando Calrissian?
So, you know, he is in a movie that came out this past weekend.
Enjoy some delicious Colt 45, Chewbacca. No. Was there any Colt 45 in that movie?
No, there was not.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But he actually plays kind of an annoying character in it. Yeah.
Why?
It's kind of weird. We're
talking about Han Solo. Solo movie.
Yeah. We find out how Han Solo gets his name.
Was he named after the dog?
He was named after a cup.
Nice. Better than the dog.
It was Indiana Jones. Wrong. Right actor, wrong character.
Yes, of course. That's all right though.
But so that came out this weekend, underperformed by Star Wars standards.
But overperformed by everyone else.
I mean, for the amount of money that cost them to make it and the amount that they... Although it doesn't seem like they marketed this one quite. Like, I think they kind of knew they didn't have a... Although, Super I don't know. Hit. I don't know, because they didn't really... I wouldn't say that they really marketed Rogue One the way they did the primary franchise. I would say that one didn't get pushed quite as hard as the main movies either. So, but I mean,
I haven't even seen. They're not going to lose money. I haven't seen Deadpool yet. Yeah. You know, and that's the one I'm more excited about that than any others.
That one was good.
Deadpool was hilarious.
Yeah. No, I mean the second one was good. Yeah. Second one was better than the first one by a long shot. I would say
that's amazing, because I've watched the first one numerous times. And I enjoy it quite a bit, so I'm excited to go see that one. It's almost in my range of when I'll go see a movie.
I'll tell you.
When people forget about it, then that Sunday after, everyone's really forgot about it. I'll see it in the morning, then it goes away that week.
I didn't really think I was that excited to go to the movie, but I did something weird that I never do at movies for this one, which was I went to Studio Movie Grill, which is where they actually cook real food and bring it to you at your seat, not you know... What the other theaters do, where they come out from a back door.
Were you sitting in a fiberglass car, and it was in a drive-in?
No. Uh-huh. It definitely was not sci-fi. but I mean, this isn't like where they try to make a crappy movie theater food seem like, you know.
Right.
They actually, have wait staff, and they come and refill your drinks during the movie, and, you know, like, slave, go get me more, you know. Yes. But they always have these weird mixed drinks for the big block tentpole movies with dumb names, you know, for them or whatever. And alcohol. And of course, you know, that, you know how that works when you're buying the fancy, you know, $12 whatever. This one actually came in a collectible cup, a collectible Deadpool tool glass. It wasn't like shaped like anything. It was like basically like a pint beer glass, except it had, you know, the character on it. On one side, and I'm like, you know what? Screw it. And I ordered it, and of course, it was the weakest alcoholic beverage I've ever had in my life.
Yes. But, watered down and overpriced. But, that's the way they go.
But I actually bought one for this movie, and it's funny because I was sitting there, and some woman tried to order one right after me, and they're like, oh, we need to check and see if we still have any of the glasses left, because, you know, 10 minutes ago, we only had five, and we made, and they're telling her how they were sold out. And I saw them, and I'm thinking, like, if they bring me this damn $12 drink and I don't get my glass, I am going to be so, I was like already ready to tell them I'm not paying for this. And the movie started, and my drink still hadn't come out. And I'm like,
oh my God,
it's going to be dark. And how am I going to express my outrage? And how, you know, am I just going to leave the drink sitting there for 2 hours because
cross your arms and harumph.
Yeah.
That's
it.
Yes.
But it came out, and apparently I was one of the last five people, you know.
You know, you could sell that to Inkstress for some money, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. She's a hardcore Deadpool fan, so I'm pretty sure you could probably cash in. You get back that $12 anyway. All right, here's some music. We'll be right back.
This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
reading a magazine. You come across a full-page nude photo of a girl.
Is this testing whether I'm a replicant or a lesbian, Mr. Deckard?
Just answer the questions, please.
All right. That was, of course, the Detroit Cobras from Mink, Rat, or Rabbit. I played Cha-Cha Twist, Hitting on Nothing, and Breakaway. Dig them. Every time I hear them, I always go, I should buy more of their stuff. And then I don't, because I don't spend money. Because, you know, jobs.
That's a better way to live. Yeah.
It kind of is. I don't know. I did, for our other show, I will say, you know, we have a couple other shows. We have on Radio St. Pete. You can now say, hey, Alexa, play Radio St. Pete, and it'll launch it. So,
hey, Alexa, play Radio St. Pete.
Oh, wait, I don't have that because I hate those things.
Oh.
But anyway, if you do have one of those, you can, it'll launch it and it'll play it so you can go in your cars and some of that. And so, yay for that. There's also an app that I'm supposed to tell you about and I never write it down, so I always forget it.
So maybe look for Radio St. Pete in your Google Play or...
no, it's like some other app. Like Like TuneIn, but some, I don't know.
iHeartRadio?
No, I don't know. Anyway, so make sure, because we have another show.
I just gave them a free plug for the competition.
Oh, my God. So we have another show that we play. We have this one, the Indie Circuit, and then right after this, we have the Sake Bama Go-Go, which is all kinds of Japanese and Korean punk and whatever else you want to say. We got a new band from them, the Pebbles. I finally got a few things from them, but supposedly they're mailing me some CDs, and I said... Huh. All right. Well, whatever.
From the other side of the earth.
I was like, well, if you just rip them, you can just Dropbox them. I don't want to cause any issue. Computer doesn't have a CD player. Whatever's good for you is good for me, man. That's literally what I wrote. Whatever, man. Thank you. You're the best. I really, you know, to go through that much hassle, I was like, wow, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Also want to do a quick plug for...
That's like $50 just in shipping, right?
I mean, I know. I'm like, oh my God.
I remember that time we sent that package to you in Korea, and the actual cost of shipping was higher than the value of anything in the box.
Way more. That's usually how it works, you know. Although some stuff is really weird. Like, I remember when I was over there, I have a small little portable amp for guitar, and it was cheaper to send that portable amp from home and have it there and then take it back with me than it was to buy one. For some reason, this little amp that cost $24 in America was $78.
And you were only like 175 miles away from where the thing was being made.
I know.
The crazy part is you were technically on the same landmass as where they produced it.
You should have just dug around in the trash behind the place. Maybe I would have found one.
Yeah, it's North Korea. That's the problem, is the shipping lanes. You know, they pay a tariff to get through North Korea.
A lot of stuff was like that in Korea, where you thought it would be cheaper, but electronics are way expensive there. It's really strange. I don't know why it's like that, but it is. So you had an exciting news thing you wanted to talk about.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Because I have a topic for our Sake Bama Go-Go, but I'll wait to spring that on you till later.
So the title of this topic is Donald Trump, Roseanne Barr, and Harvey Weinstein.
Oh my God!
Yes.
These are the three things I hate the most. I shouldn't say I hate. I don't really know nor care about any of them. So,
I think this discussion will be an interesting test of people's cognitive dissonance and determining and how they actually are dissonance. Sorry, and how they interpret what we talk about here. Because I have a thought on this, and it's probably not going to be an incredibly popular thought, but about the way the world is, the way people think the world is, and the way people think the world should be.
Yeah. I have a thought, too, though, that I'm going to preface this by, because right now, our listening audience just split exactly in half and are against each wall. And one wall's like, whatever they say is going to be the greatest thing ever, and one half is going to be like, you're the devil and should be shot in a public square.
Yeah,
and that's
pretty much.
Because you're all mentally insane.
And you don't even know, and at this point, because we haven't started talking, you don't even know which side to be on yet.
Doesn't matter. We are now a divided country.
Yeah.
With they could walk through... part of the seas. That's how they walk through America now.
And to add to that, I want to add as my sub headline for the topic is social media and media.
Oh no.
And honestly, I think that is our problem as a society.
Coming out swinging. Wow, you're bringing on, you're boiling the water.
So I'm going to start with my first controversial statement.
Okay.
Which is that if we didn't have social media, people might actually not think of Donald Trump as being as bad of a president as a lot of people do.
Possible.
And the reason I say this is because if you took away his Twitter account, most of what we know of that people get pissed about, you would never see.
Yeah,
and if you think about it, you know, there, with him, I think there's, I was giving this some thought today. We hired an entertainer as a president. We hired a person, a reality TV star, as a president. And what we are getting is a reality TV experience. We're getting somebody who's used to going off the cuff, who's used to saying controversial things and being paid handsomely to do so.
Because he was mired in irrelevance until they had that one one stupid show that brought him back from being just nothing, a nobody.
Well,
not a nobody nobody, but I mean like...
A rich nobody, but yeah.
Yeah, but so...
But yeah, he was not, you know, prior to that, he was not an entertainer. He wasn't involved with any of that kind of stuff, but he became a reality TV star. And, you know, if you think about it, where he was making all of his money, where his name had value and he was able to market it, was by doing kind of controversial stuff or, you know, speaking in a sort of controversial manner. And that's who our country elected as a president. And that's what he's continued to do.
Yeah.
And if, and the and my point behind this is that if you think about it, there's two factors at play here, which is that you have somebody who basically has been taught in the last 10 or 15 years that, you know, attention is a good thing. Attention is a valuable resource. Attention, there's money to be made in attention.
Yeah.
And combining that with the modern prevalence of celebrities and entertainers being on social media and having more direct, unfiltered access to their audiences.
And we found out very well this week.
Because if you think about this, if you think about past presidents, man, we won't go with Obama, but if you look at presidents before him, like George Bush or Bill Clinton,
didn't know how to use a phone.
You know, or Bill Clinton or any of them, if they had had access to social media and were routinely posting stuff that they were thinking about on the way to meetings, and they had not been schooled in the idea of it's better to keep your mouth shut sometimes and stick with the prepared speech. Yeah. If we were getting an unfiltered version of all of these people, who knows what our opinions of them might have actually been. I mean, just based on what happened with the impeachment trials of Bill Clinton, there's a really good chance that there would have been some very, very, very unlikable things about him if we had known him on the level that we unfortunately know our current president on. I mean, the whole blank-grabbing comment would have probably seemed a little bit pale by comparison, just given what we know this president actually did while in office.
Yeah. Now, this is me wishing for a simpler time. I don't want a president that tweets.
Neither do I.
I don't want any. That should be. I don't want to say beneath him, but I
no.
Just
I think it is.
I don't want.
Yeah, and to be clear, I'm not saying he should get a pass because of any of this.
Oh, no.
Because again, you know, Obama didn't do that. You know, he was a professional politician. He knew when to keep his mouth shut about stuff, and I honestly think that even in an unfiltered situation, he's somebody that seems intelligent enough to know better, not to need a handler to say, you know.
That's like even though, you know, one of the most aw shucks guys in the world, the Jimmy Carter, he was very intelligent.
Yeah.
You're not going to pin him into a corner and make him say something dumb. His stupid brother, probably. Him, never. You know what I mean? Like, he's just, you're talking about a very intelligent person and who's entire being is kind of the foundation is I'm very smart. I want to be very smart, and I want to continue being smart.
And it's like, not even just that. It's also being a professional politician and understanding that in your chosen career, you know, loose lips sink careers,
sink presidencies.
Yeah,
all right, we're gonna take it. Well, before you get too far, because I know we're transitioning into something that happened this week.
Yeah.
Oh my God! And where everyone's losing their minds, and I'm like, really? Okay. Whatever. I don't know. Okay, we'll be right back. Here's some music.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Coastlines empty for once. Thoughts come out, hold them. scared, moon pulls tide. Vampire polo hats, you can run away. Vampire polo hats, you can run away.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Oh my god, that was Rubber Clown Car. You know, funny story, I took a road trip and they were on the flash drive and they popped up and I was like, Rubber Clown Car, that's an awesome name, I like that. I was like, oh, I have those guys, I should play them. That's kind of my kind of crazy and Vampire Polo Hat. That's a Rubber Clown Car. I should reach out to them and see if they have more music than those two things. And if they do, say, give me that thing, please. One music, please. So anyway, yes. So now, of course, what triggered this was the huge news of, you know, Miss Roseanne Barr quickly derailing what was, to me, a baffling resurgence of Roseanne, the
sitcom.
The sitcom, yeah. Which I'm sure in its day was funny. I remember seeing some of it. And then, like all sitcoms, it got tired, and I was like, oh my god, when's Kazoo coming in? And I stopped watching it. And then they're like, oh, Roseanne, and then now here we are 28 whatever years later, and they're like, Roseanne's coming back. And I was like, who could care? And then all of a sudden, everyone cared.
Yeah,
and
I said, apparently a lot of people cared.
I said, wow, I am really out of touch with the country I live in. I should really look into going to another country. But I can't do that. So what transpired?
Roseanne made a somewhat racist tweet at like 2 a.m. regarding one of Obama's former associates.
Great.
Basically saying that this person was I don't have the quote. I don't actually have the tweet up, but basically more or less saying that they were the love child of the Islamic State and a character in Planet of the Apes was the. The Planet of the Apes was definitely said. She might have referred to him as ISIS, but I think she said the Islamic State. And
hey, great.
And the response was record-breakingly swift.
No.
Aside from the social media guano storm that circled around all of this, within like hours, ABC canceled her show. There was no hiatus. There was no, we're going to put her on paid leave, or she's going to work the rest of the next season for free, and her money is going to go towards
sensitivity
training or towards some nonprofit thing. It's the show's off the air. Not only that, but Viacom pulled all the syndicated episodes from the original run.
Wow.
Like, the show is gone. And, and it's kind of like, wow. And looking at it, you know, you go, well, was it right the way they handled that, or should they have?
I think this is so multi-layered.
Yes, it's definitely multi-layered.
To me, it's like the gun thing, which I'm not going to talk about. Like, we should have the freedom to say what we want. Unfortunately, there's also the freedom of what you say has consequences.
Yes.
Now,
First Amendment does give you the right to say what you want, but it does not protect you from the social consequences of what you say.
That was the first class when because I used to have a TV show on public access, and I walked in, and my friend JJ, I didn't know him at that point, but he became my friend over the years, and I really I think very highly of him. He said, "Well, this is public access. You can say and do whatever you want," and then the end of that sentence was, but you're going to be on record for saying whatever you want. So if you are the KKK show and they show you shooting watermelons, you better be prepared to handle what comes your way. If you're sexual chocolate, you better be prepared to come to if you're going to say your words, and we said some words, it's on you.
Yeah.
Now, I was fairly, I had a lot of anonymity. I also did not pick on anyone. I gave to white folk, and anything was targeted and hit.
Most of it in probably the most benign way possible, too.
It was not mean-spirited.
It was just goofy, dumb, silly stuff.
But there are some hate speech people.
Yeah.
And that was lesson one. Yes, as soon as you get that certificate, you can put whatever you want on there. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Doesn't mean it's not going to be at 4 in the morning on a Sunday. But you will. There's consequences to what...
But also doesn't mean that someone with a lot of time on their hands and a huge chip on their shoulders won't use public records to show up at your doorstep at 4 in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. And guess who watches public access? Anyway. So, yeah. So part of me says she should have been... It shouldn't have been... The backlash was a lot. But that's kind of the current... That's the way life is now. Overreaction to one reaction, which then snowballs, and it kind of does the whiplash where it's a pendulum going from this side too high to this side too high to the other side too high. You know, because then I'm sure people came out and said, she's a genius and you're just stupid. And then the other side came back, and now it's the 50. Now it's the split line again.
And, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, like a lot of people are coming out, oh, she's a racist, she shouldn't be on TV, and blah, 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 blah. And to that, I would say that everybody in the world has a certain degree of prejudice built in, you know, and it's a yeah. product of how you were raised. And, you know, we're a tribal species.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be a collective, whether it's your race or your family or the part of town that you come from or the part of the country you come from. Look at what happens with sports, and that's just over a damn team where most of the players weren't even born in the same time zone as where they're playing. But
nor
yet
do they care about where they're playing. They want money.
But yet people will get into fights and crap over that. So to say that she is worse than a big chunk of the general public, I would say more than 50% of the general public in reality, is probably a bit of a stretch. The problem with her is she's a high-profile person that got caught saying something wrong at the wrong time. And yes, there are definitely consequences for that. In this day and age, somebody that famous should know better than that. But everybody has unpopular and incorrect opinions about somebody. You know,
I paint with the broadest.
I work in a building where people, like, the floor you're on determines your level of social worth, and to some degree, which is really, really weird because people will treat you better when you make it to the next floor, even though you are still the same human being you were the day before. That said, I think her biggest problem is that she's not that bright. In the grand scheme of things, she's kind of dumb. She's definitely got, if you've heard about her at all since her show went off the air, she's a kind of a weird conspiratorial nut, and it would not surprise me if she is suffering from some serious psychological issues that may need professional help. Yeah. So I'm not forgiving her by any stretch of the imagination, but at the same time, though, you know, when you look at what happened, my first thought was, well, that kind of really sucks for everyone else that was involved with this show, because they can't really kick her off the show because the show's named after her. It's not like you can have Roseanne, but have Roseanne have a stroke or have her go on vacation and just follow everyone else.
No, that's not like, how that works.
I mean, I suppose they could try doing spinoffs, but at this point, it's going to be so blatantly obvious. That property is basically dead. You know, that entire cast, the entire crew, that, you know, everybody who was employed, including the people who weren't millionaires but were paying mortgages off of those jobs, are now gone because one famous idiot said something stupid. And here's the best part is, there's a best part. She came back and tried to blame it on her Ambien, that she had an Ambien moment, and the company that makes Ambien, they came back with a public response that
that's not a side
racism effect. Is not a known side effect of Ambien.
That's awesome. That was the best joke I thought of. Yeah. You know what? And that's, like, even off air, you know, one of the first things when you said, oh, this is what she said, I was like, well, she's an idiot.
Yeah.
And that's, again, me painting with a broad picture. I never thought she was intelligent.
She's
the lowest common denominator. And that's, unfortunately... the other thing that's against her, and this isn't my opinion, this is kind of known, she's a jerk.
Yeah.
She's a jerk to people. She's a jerk to everyone around her. She's that diva queen jerk that will always...
Domestic goddess, I think, is what she called herself.
She'll always have people run her out the second they can because they don't like her.
Yeah.
If you're a nice person and you try and chip in and do your best, people might give you the benefit of the doubt. If you're an idiot and a jerk, they can't wait to see you burn. And that's reality of everyday life. That's what kids learn in First grade, kindergarten.
And that's what's so funny about what's happened with her to me is that the racism is what she's getting dinged for. And it's sort of like,
that's a freebie. You know,
it's like people are very multifaceted. There are many elements to all of us, and you just picked an easy target with her you picked the easiest target to hit with her because trust me, if you scratch that surface, there's a lot more you could pull from for that. There's probably some, dog fighting and some other things going
on. That's just her culture.
I went too far. But
and I zinged it with that sorry, that's her culture.
But I think she is mostly guilty of being an idiot with a platform. And of course. Yeah. And which is kind of like our president in a way.
It's kind of like us. We're idiots with platform. Yeah,
but you think if these people did not have direct access to their audience.
Yeah.
These are facets of them we would not know about. These are things that we wouldn't, like, if this was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the general public's impression on all of this would be completely different. But because all those barriers are taken down, I think we're in this stage of a weird backlash where we used to kind of idolize people and put them on this pedestal as being perfect because we didn't see the imperfections. Yeah. Now we see them, and now we think that's all they are,
Yeah. And one thing I will... my brain just went... I was thinking about something, and my brain just went away. One of the things I do hate is when I like something, and then I'm told why I shouldn't like something, and all of a sudden I'm like, do I like that girl? Like, this happens with bands all the time. This happens with people all the time. And I'm not talking about, famously, Mel Gibson, where he gives you plenty of reasons why you're right. Like, oh, this guy, let's not watch him anymore. But I mean, like, I'll like a band. Like, I'll like Linkin Park. I still like Linkin Park. I don't care what anyone says. But they become not cool, and then everyone's like, oh, they're not cool. And I'm like, well, wait, I have them now in my car. I want to keep liking them, And so I try not to buy into it because people love to, like, flip and hate stuff. Because it's not, air quotes, cool anymore. And I'm like, well, says who? Some stuff is like that, where it's, you're like, oh, nah, I like them. So I try not to listen to stuff too much. But,
the thing is, though, is that, like, once you reach a certain age, like, I don't know, 27 or 28,
yeah,
you should be able to be able to look at things like this on your own terms and make the decisions for yourself. At a certain point, a certain degree of youth, you got to go with the trends because,
you have to fit in.
Yeah, and you're dealing with certain social pressures. But at a certain point, I'd say before 30,
yeah,
you should be able to maybe not play it loud enough that the person in the next car over can hear, but be able to enjoy it without complete shame.
Yeah, because now I don't care what anyone thinks about much stuff. But I sometimes I'll hear some opinion, and then it's like, I'll be reading about something, and it's like a dog pile where everyone's saying, oh my God, I hate them so much. And I'm like, should I hate them? I started to think. I was like, I don't hate them, but I should maybe. And I read all the comments, and I was like, I don't care.
Man, if you want to listen to Nickelback, you just keep right on listening.
No, I went with everyone on that
one. You went with the crowd with that one, huh?
Yes, I hated them before you guys hated them.
I hated them before it was cool.
Here's some music. Don't hate this music, because they're great.
Yeah.
Jeez, what does it always mean? Is this Junior?
That's his name. Henry Jones Jr.
Like Indiana.
We named the dog Indiana.
We'll be right back. It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
All right, that was Satan's Pilgrims off of their Frankenstomp singles, rarities, and more from 1993 to 2001, or 2014, sorry, CD. I played My Woody, Rise and Fall of Flengel Bunthead, Blunt's Face, hold on, Rise and Fall of Flengel Bunt? Okay. I should pick ones I can read. Pilgrim's Workout and Harlem Nocturne. I played Harlem Nocturne because I know that's a famous one the 5678s do all the time, and I like it. And I was actually thinking about doing that for the next show. They have one. The 5678s did Harlem Nocturne on like an earlier one, and it was really aggressive. Mm-hmm. And then they did it on their last CD that they put out just like a year ago, and it's real kind of a little bit more bluesy or influential, like I don't want to say jazz fusion or whatever like that, but it's kind of like a
little more mature,
a little bit different. And I was like, that's pretty interesting. Maybe I should play this one and that one and that one. And then people will be like, I hate that song now because I played it three times in a row. And I hate you, Mal, for wrecking that song.
No, what you need to do is just break it up. You know, like each music break, you do one of them, and
we'll see. I don't know. I might try the experiment. Why not? This is the format for it. I guess long story short is...
One more. Harvey Weinstein, Hollywood producer guy, who was taken into custody in New York, turned himself in. This week.
Oh, wow.
Before the end of last week.
I don't remember.
Within the last 7 days, turned himself in, being brought up on rape and molestation charges in the state of New York.
Oh.
Of course, like, I want to say like more than 1,000 women at this point are claiming, you know, stuff involving
him. Hell, I think I have a case against him. I don't know. I don't know when we've crossed paths, but I'm pretty sure he molested me.
Well, if you sat through The English Patient, you may have felt as if you know.
I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I did, wink.
But, you know, I think they posted $1 million bail or something and took his passport. The interesting thing with him, though, is that what I think is interesting about all those a number of things, but you know he was notorious for being a jerk in Hollywood.
Oh yeah,
like you know he started the whole idea of an Oscar campaign, which put up more of a political spin on winning these awards than actually just making a good mm-hmm. movie, like pressuring people and whining and dying, like doing things to get votes beyond just making a movie. You know, like they made jokes about it, like, I don't know who you had to kill to win me, you know. I think Barbara Streisand was said that at an award show. But it was fairly well known that he was into the ladies. That was openly joked about, actually, in one of the last award shows that the host even made a joke about how, you know, you don't have to print it and you find Harvey Weinstein attractive anymore. Like, it was the most poorly kept secret in Hollywood. I mean, yeah. In general, it is the casting couch, the, you know, the whole cliche about that. But with him in particular, it seemed to be one of the worst kept secrets in Hollywood.
And it was almost like it was known.
Yeah.
There was nothing about it. Like, everyone knew that.
And a lot of people were complicit in it, you know, including some of the people that are speaking out against him now. And that's the part that one of the things I find interesting is the fact that that doesn't excuse any of the behavior.
No.
But the fact that as a society and as a group of people, it was considered okay until suddenly it wasn't. Now,
what broke with that? What was the one that...
There was an article that came out like last October that was detailing some of the issues, and they had a few high-profile actresses that went on the record about it, and that kind of started the avalanche.
Yeah, because I heard about it, and I think...
And the article didn't actually say anything about rape, or it just, you know, basically him attempting to use his influence and putting people into uncomfortable situations. None of them claimed he pushed it or, you know... But that there was the implication that, you know, he could help them in their careers, or the implication that maybe he wouldn't help so much. I mean, there was some...
He's with you or he's against you.
Kind of. And to which, to the degree that a person could be fearful of their career if they chose not to go a certain route there. But you know, in that regard, I would say that's kind of a problem in life that, in general, you know, you can easily find yourself in situations where, outside of Hollywood, that obviously for women that's a whole other dynamic. But in general, you know, the idea that a person would use power and influence to get what they want is kind of like a tale as old as time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So again, not a big shock, not something that should be tolerated, not something that should be accepted. But the funny thing about it is, though, is that he claims his innocence with what he's being tried for, because he's saying, you know, I admit to being a jerk. I admit to being a bully. I don't admit to breaking the law.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's an interesting key point there, because if he hasn't broken the law, he's done something that we know happens a lot in Hollywood just by assumption.
Right.
That shouldn't happen, but has happened. And, you know, they've started taking awards away and knocking him out of, out of the Hollywood organizations and stuff, like retroactively taking back things that he's won.
Once it goes bad.
And it's kind of like, you know, you wonder sometimes if they're doing this because they really feel this is the right thing to do, or they're trying to get their own names out of the picture as quickly as possible, as a
PR campaign.
Yeah. Okay. This is clear. Like, okay, that was the problem. You took out the cancer. Don't look anymore. You know, is how that one feels to me. But the thing about that, and with the Roseanne Barr and the Trump and all of that, comes back around to the idea that, to me, these are all situations that are largely the way they are today because of social media, for better or for worse. You know, none of this stuff that's happening, I don't think, is really new. It's just the fact that things are traveling, that people are more aware of it. And whether you're the president of the United States or a 20-something going to Mardi Gras for the first time, you got to be a lot more careful these days.
That's true. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, and be careful what you put on your social media.
Yeah.
And go to our social media site. All right, we'll see you next week. My name is Mel, with me as always.
Promi.
All right, see you next week, folks.